Hello.
Hi everyone. How are you doing?
Hi.
Hey.
California.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Hi.
Virginia.
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Wow.
Florida.
Wow. Well, thank you, everyone. Nice to see you all, and that you're all here. Hi, Emily. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, James?
Good. We had a little problem there connecting. I had a problem connecting with my phone because I'm not very tech savvy, obviously.
It's okay.
So here we are.
Everyone was waiting patiently.
Good. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate it. We're in California right now. It's in San Diego, and they're expecting major thunder and lightning storms. Did you hear about that, Emily?
I did not.
Yes.
Wow.
So you should know that. So and it's pretty weird for here, so. Yeah.
It's very weird. Our poor dogs, they're not going to be happy about that.
I know, exactly. So that's very, very true. Okay, so let me just see what we've got going here. So why don't we start with a little prayer? How's that?
Go for it.
Okay. Divine Heavenly Parents, we ask a blessing upon this meeting today with all of our loved ones here in the phone call, on their conference call, and all of their guides and loved ones in the spirit world. As we open up our minds for healing and for light and understanding, and we send gratitude and appreciation for all you do on our behalf, we come together as one unit, one being of understanding to help to enlighten this planet and this space and touch everybody's heart who comes into our space. We thank you all and bless you, and so it is. Okay, so we want to start with phone calls, eh?
Go for it. We already have people queued up, so
cool.
If anyone has a question, just press *6. And you can also go on one of the Facebook pages to ask. And we'll start with Deborah at 707 area code.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, James. It's Deborah. How are you?
Okay, sweetheart. How are you?
I am great.
Good.
I have recently completed 3 of your courses, and I'm already enrolled in the Signs from the
Universe. Oh, yeah, Signs one is great, too. Good girl. Are you enjoying them all?
Pardon me?
Are you enjoying them all?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And they're all very different, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They're
all very, very different courses,
and
yes.
The question that I have today actually is going to kind of tie in with this next course, the Science from the Universe. I've had a lot of interesting things happen with electronics in my home, and specifically over the last couple of weeks, my laptop. And yesterday, or the day before, the latest thing with my laptop, and in the past what I've been seeing is the messages that display on my screen actually tie in with changes that I'm seeing reflected in my body.
Yes, hello, the universe will get to you some way, yes.
Right? So, what I got the last time was my computer was stuck in airplane mode. And the settings had been changed. The internet had been turned off, and I couldn't just click on airplane mode and turn it off. I had to go in and change the settings.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was fine the night before when I went to bed. So I was wondering what that meant. Does
okay,
it mean
got
I'm
it for you.
Flying
got
somewhere
it.
And I'm taking a trip that I don't know about? Or
okay,
was
so,
I not?
So first of all, Deborah, don't read too much into it, okay, because we can make anything be anything. So we want to be very careful with it. And that's a hard thing because we don't want to get so into it, oh, everything's a sign, everything's that is. So the one thing with signs, which is, and you can definitely connect to the spirit people in the spirit world, you know that. What I would do in a case like that, and number one, and in the sign course I talk about this, where there's repetitive behavior, repetitive patterns of things. So that's one thing to notice is the repetitiveness of that particular experience. So if it's a computer that stops at a certain time every day or on a certain page every day or if it goes in airplane mode, right? I would say keep a journal. In the sign course, we have a journal that we're giving to everybody to keep a journal. I can think when things like this happen in our lives, whether it's patterns or things that repeat themselves, keep a journal and write down where you were doing it, what you were doing at that particular time, what's going on in your life. So that's number one. Number two, be specific as far as the time it was done, what you were thinking about, what are the circumstances in your happening in your life, how can you apply this specifically to yourself if you can, and if it's easy to do, don't make things up. If it's easy, it falls right into place, it makes sense.
Sure.
And then I would say general. The one is specific and the second is general. Then how does this apply to my life generally speaking? So when you do the specific, what's happening in my life at this moment, is this an answer to a question I might have? And the second thing is generally, how is it applying to my life right now or in general? What's going on in my life and the world around me right now? How can I apply this? So those are two ways that you can work with that. But more, it's very important to pay attention to the particular sign and the frequency of the occurrence of that sign.
Okay.
And the journal is great. You'll love the journal. It'll keep it very clear for you.
Okay.
And then once you start doing that, you'll see the sign course. Once you start doing that and you're aware of the actual signs you're using, what they're using through you, then you can rely on that sign all the rest of the time to get, you know, your answers to certain questions.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds
all right.
Good. Thanks,
Deborah. Good
much.
Luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go to Carolyn at 617.
Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, James.
Hi,
James.
How are you?
Carolyn. I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you.
We're having thunderstorms here, actually, just as you described, big, like, lightning and thunder crashing.
And where are you, Carolyn?
I'm in Boston. So
you're in Boston. Okay. Well, that's a typical summer there on the East Coast. So that hot humidity builds up, and then all of a sudden that thunder and lightning. I just came back from Buffalo, New York, last weekend. And we had that thunder and lightning. I kind of like the summer storms. Yeah, they're kind of fun.
Yeah, they are fun. Anyway, my question was about the mediumship homework, mediumship 2 for less than 5.
Okay.
You have several different kind of exercises in the lesson, and I wasn't sure whether when we turn in our homework, do we write up each one of the exercises that you describe, or do we just pick a couple? And secondly, how much detail do you want us to go into what happened? You know what I'm saying?
Well, number one, it depends on the exercise. So there are some that I specifically say your homework is in regard to that specific task.
Okay.
So they'll be specifically, I'll say homework. I'll say write this down or what are your insights. I have to keep it short and simple. Don't go crazy. I just want to see if you're on the right track. You know, if you're on the right track about things, that's really what it's about more.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I'm really enjoying this class.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Tiny question. The event in Santa Fe, is that similar to the thing that we did in Encinitas, or is it
No,
different?
Carolyn, it's very different. The Santa Fe, it's only 40 people. It's limited to 40 people. It's going to be, it's a mixture. It's not only mediumship, but it's also, I have a course in our school called The Day in the Spirit World, where I take you on a journey to the spirit world, and you meet your guides, your loved ones, and so forth. I'm going to be mixing a lot of that in there. And there's also going to be a lot of philosophy of self-empowerment work. A lot of self-empowerment work. And there, of course, will be mediumship exercises, psychic exercises, but also self-empowerment. And I call it soul work, so a lot of soul empowerment work.
Oh, beautiful. And I have taken the Day in the Life of Spirit course. I loved it.
Oh, good. So it's a lot of that and more some. So it's like that on steroids.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thanks, sweetie. Good luck there in Boston. Bye, honey.
All right, bye.
Okay, let's go to David Lopez. And just so everyone knows, press *6. We have some spots open. So David at 702.
Hi, David.
Hello. Oh, hi, James. It's Pam from Los
Angeles. Pam, you've changed your voice, David. Okay. Hi, Pam. How are you?
The woman with the rose garden.
Hey. There you go. How are you?
Yeah, make a connection. I just want to say thank you. I'm fine. I'm
good.
Fantastic. I don't really have a question. I just want to say thanks. And thanks to all that you've done for everybody who's on this phone call today.
Oh, thank you, Pam. It's very sweet. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And if you're
ever in
Vegas, look me up, okay?
Very good. And that thanks goes to Emily, too, who's been helping a lot with the school, putting it together. So I extend that to Emily.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I've
Emily keeps it together.
I'm glad that you got out to Buffalo, out to Lilydale, and that you're going on a cruise to Italy.
Yes.
I have an exchange student who just arrived here who's going to be here the whole school year for senior year from Italy. So
exciting.
Oh,
that's
exciting.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's great. So
enjoy that, Pam.
I will. Thank you,
Okay, thanks, honey. Okay, bye.
Adios.
Okay, let's go to Jay. Is the name coming up at 818?
818. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Hi, Jessica from
Hi, Jessica.
Agora, California. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I have a two-part question. I'm
okay.
taking the healing course. I just finished lesson two, and a question came up. When there's the circumstance of a child or children that have neurological disorders, and, you know, their soul chose to come here for some reason this way, and healing is asked for by the parent, how should one approach that, considering the child doesn't really understand what's going on? There wasn't any consent by the soul. Oh. How do you approach
Okay, so I'm sorry, Jessica. I missed the first part of what you said to me. You said, what course were you in the second part of?
Oh, the healing.
You're in the healing course. Okay.
I finished lesson two. I'm a little late.
No problem, sweetheart. So I would just say to you, which, you know, every situation is very different. So each one has, and of course, in a situation like this, with a healing situation, it's got to be with very, very sensitive. We've got to be wearing kid gloves. We've got to be very, very sensitive. It's almost like you're holding glass and crystal. So you can be very sensitive to people's needs, desires, wants, and also expectations, yeah? So I think it's important in this situation here, Jessica, that you're seeing yourself as a teacher and an informer, in that you're exactly right. The soul has come back and chosen these parents. These parents have chosen this child in their soul group. And so it's going to be a little bit more of education to expand their awareness of what this is all about. So we can give as much love and prayer and healing to that soul, and that's important, of course. And in some ways, it's very interesting. In some ways, it's more important to have that thought about wanting that soul to get better than sometimes actually the soul getting better, whatever that means, because maybe that's the way the perfection is in what the situation is. So sometimes it's a random act of kindness. It's having a thought of love, unconditional love, and it's hard to tell a parent that. But there's a reason why a soul comes back with those conditions, with physical conditions, mental conditions. Remember that a soul comes back to really expand upon the physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional bodies, okay? And they have to go through various experiences in order for those bodies to grow, to expand, to be more aware. And in situations like this, like I once had someone, cerebral palsy, who was in a wheelchair their whole life, and they said, why would that happen? Or someone with birth defects or all different reasons. And so there are many reasons why, whether it's that personal soul's destiny, they have to go through it, or many times they come back for the group soul experience, in that maybe by mm-hmm. having these neurological experiences, this child, this advanced soul, because usually it's advanced souls that will take on certain conditions like this, especially at a young age, is not only for their evolvement, but, you know, it's really interesting, Jessica, because many times when children are involved, it's usually for the other souls in the family to teach
them.
Yes, the love, compassion, patience, forgiveness. So it's all these incredible lessons they're teaching their loved ones. They're teaching the family. And that's what I found in my experience. So you can explain a little bit more to that about the soul. And really maybe that this, I'm just making this up, and I don't know if there's a situation, that maybe that soul came back to indeed teach them these lessons, these very important lessons. So I would take it from that point of view. And there's only so much that you can do, in as you can tell them about as much love and loving that soul, and that soul knows that you love them, but there's a reason why, and many times on this earth level, we don't understand the human condition why things are the way they are. It's hard for us here with this perspective. You know, we're such in a limited world here. We have blinders on, and we really don't know until we pass over to the other realms and have the expansion of consciousness to fully understand. But, you know, there's a reason behind it. I don't believe that the universe is imperfect. I think it's perfect. So I hope that helps you. I mean, and everyone listening, because that's kind of a way you have to work with them and say, you know, I can only do so much. I'm not a miracle worker here, and maybe this is the way that soul has to be for whatever reason. But love that soul the way they are. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yes. But should I go astrally and send healing energy to the child?
Well, you could do absent healing. There's no reason why you can't do absent healing. So this is for people that are in the healing course, and an absent healing, one thing that I used to do with absent healing, which works really, really well, is that there are some clients who live in a different part of the world, and I'd say, and they have someone they want healing sent to, and I would ask them for a photograph of that person. And what I did was I have a bulletin board, and it's a healing, and I have a healing bulletin board, and I put the pictures of people that need the healing up in that bulletin board, and I would do a ceremony, and I'd pray for them doing my healing, absent healing work, whether it was in the evening or in the morning, and I kind of made a ceremony of it, and I sent that love. That you can do, because it's love. It's a connection to that source energy. Does that help?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right, honey. You're welcome. Thanks, Jessica.
Take care. Thank you.
Okay. So we never know what the answers and questions are going to be, and it's going to help everybody on the phone call in your own way. You can use all these answers in your situation. Okay, Emily.
Very true. We have a good one on Facebook, James, from Hugo Shannon. And they're wondering, I've been hearing a bell ring throughout the day. It's distinctive, and I'm wondering what it means.
I missed the first part of that. I have a headset that's not working well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They are hearing a bell ring throughout the day. It's distinctive, and they're wondering what it means.
A bell ringing throughout the day. Wow, now that's really interesting. So that's a really interesting one. I don't know psychically what that means to them, but I will say this. What I do know it means is, so when you have a bell that's affecting the hearing, so when that happens, everybody is listening, and this is, we talk about this in the sign course, which is really a great course. And when that happens, she needs to stop, look around and see what she's doing, okay, at that particular moment when she hears that. She could then ask the universe or her guides, what is it you would like me to know, and download the information that way. But, again, pay particular attention to the situation that they are in at that time when they hear those bells, because that's something that they want you to pay attention to. Now, I say it's that. Secondarily, though, it might be something auditory with her ears, so she's got to be able to check that as well. To make sure.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Let's go to Tara is the name coming up at 978.
Hi, James.
Hi,
yep.
Tara.
How are you?
Good, honey. How are you?
I'm good. I just have two questions.
Okay.
I actually really enjoyed Encinitas, so it was a great time with you, working with you for 2 days.
Great. Glad you're there.
I want to ask about my neighbor. So she had a daughter that passed away about 6 years ago to suicide.
Okay.
And I would like to connect with her daughter to give her that healing message because I know she needs it. But
did
I am feeling.
You? Did she ask you?
She did ask me.
She did ask me. Okay.
I feel like she's blocked and like I'm not going to be able to give her a good message because the ego is there. And I feel like she's a little skeptical about it, even though she has asked me.
I would say so. Have you sat down with her yet to attempt it?
I haven't. And I'm kind of nervous about it. And I don't know why.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's your ego, right?
So, I know.
So it might help you, sweetheart. It might help you when you this is a good one. So try this. When you sit there with your friend, the neighbor, and just ask her, say, you know, first of all, everyone that's listening here, it's really important when you're doing a reading for somebody, even doing the healing work. When you're sitting with a client, you need to explain to them, number one, how you work, because they might have had experiences before with other readers or other practitioners, and they might think you can do the same thing, but you're not. You're unique. You're your own person. So you need, number one, to set the ground rules. You got to tell them how you work. Tell her, you know, I'm not sure. I'm really a practicing medium. I'm practicing, so please be aware of that. I'll do the best I can. So let's just it's an experiment. So let's see what happens with an experiment here. And that's it. And I wouldn't really worry so much, be nervous, because it's really not about you, is it? It's about you being that voice box for the girl.
Right.
I think it would be really good to set up a time to do the reading, like a date and a time that you give the lady that she can give you that works, and really write that down in the diary and have her write that down and write, you know, the daughter will know, but maybe she can write a note to her daughter. And at the time of the event or the day before, send out a thought to her daughter, you know, I'm looking forward to speaking with you, and she'll be there. She'll be there, no doubt about it. But what I would suggest you might want to do, honey, to help you, Tara, because you're nervous and it's one of the first times, is you might want to ask the lady, can she please give you, at the moment of the reading, would she please have present a photograph of her daughter? Okay? A photograph, and that'll help you. And what that does, sweetheart, it takes away the nervousness from you, because remember in the 2 days we did psychometry. We held an object of someone and we felt the energy of the person. It gets it away from you. It brings it more to the object. So I think in this case that would really help you a lot, is one step removed. The photograph will be there so you can hold the photograph so you don't feel so stressed on you getting everything.
I think I feel just like obligated. Like I can give a message fine when I'm not expecting to give the message. And then when I am expected to give the message and sit down with her, I'm nervous. Like, oh my gosh, like what if I don't get it? Got it. I know that's the ego.
What's the ego? Hello. It's the ego. I mean, first of all, you know she's the daughter that passed over. You know that she loves her. There you go. Work from that point of love. So what does that love between a mother and a daughter feel like? That's your way in. Remember we did the heart to heart. So check into her heart. So if you need to get into the psychic first, which, you know, I don't really recommend, but in this case, if I don't think you're going to need it, Tara. I really don't. I think you'll be right there and present, especially from what I've seen with you in 2 days. So I think you'll be able to get right into to the daughter. But if you need to go the heart-to-heart first and do the psychic thing and then getting into the mediumship, that's fine in this case. But I don't think you're going to need it. I really don't. I think you're right there. Yeah.
Thank you, James. And then
Annie.
Really quick, one more question real quick. Just my husband is interested in taking your new course, and it's kind of funny because he's never been interested in taking any other course, but I was talking about your new course, and he
has
been talking about it.
Very good.
I know. So I don't know if you could just give me some insight for him, if it's going to be a good course for him.
The science course. The science course is a really great course for anybody, especially him, because he's a very mental person. He thinks a lot. He's in his head a lot. So that it would be perfect for him because he's got to look for the signs. So that's, he needs that. It's not going to be, it'll be intuitive to a point, but it'll kind of open up the intuitive door for him. But it'll do it in a way where it's kind of very left brain, so he'll be able to relate to that. And it's a fun course, too. It's 21 days of asking for different signs and patterns that the universe is going to give you. And I think he'll like that. There's also the journal that, you know, we have to keep a journal next to it. To each sign, there's a journal, there's a reference library. I think he'll like to do that, keep track of things. Is he a very organized man?
Yes.
Yeah, so he'll love it. It's perfect for him. So it's perfect. The science course is perfect. And right now it's on sale for $111. So
I know. We're going to get it.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a real good one. Emily, anything you want to say about the science course?
No, it's very good. It's lots of fun.
It's fun. It's fun, too. It is fun.
Awesome. So I'll definitely be signing him up. That's his birthday gift for me this month.
Oh, that's great, Tara. Good. Happy birthday to him. Good, sweetheart.
All right. Thanks, James.
Appreciate it. Have a good one. Okay,
you
Annie. Bye-bye now.
Okay, James, someone on Facebook, Holly, is wondering, why does my third eye hurt when I activate it?
Wow. I would use a different moisturizer. So sometimes when I know I'm just, I have to have a sense of humor because some things. So this is really interesting. A lot of people that do psychic work are starting to do it or starting to use various parts of them, whether it's the third eye, whether it's the hearing, whether it's the feeling that the stomach bothers them. It's a part of the self which has not been used, if you will. Sometimes it's almost like scraping things off before it can be used. So it's a lot of energy in one point that you might not be used to using. I would strongly suggest integration. And when I say integration, I mean bringing in the cosmic energy and bringing up the earth energy, running the energy. So anytime there's like a point that it should not hurt, there should not be pressure, but if there is, run the energy. That's what running energy is all about. It tells you if there's too much energy in one part, in one channel. So they got to run the energy.
Okay.
That's good for everybody that's listening too, because it's really important. I run my energy by 10 times a day, so there you go.
That's a lot.
And I'm not even I'm just walking down the street. I'm watering the flowers. I'm at the store. So, yep, keep it moving.
Okay. All right, let's go to Sandy at 804.
I think I know her. I think I feel like I know Sandy. I feel like I've spoken to her before for some reason. Might be a psychic thing, but I feel like I've spoken to her before. Hi, Sandy. Let me get it. Is it Virginia? Hello?
Sandy, we can't hear you.
Oh, Sandy, here's your time, and you're not...
Sorry, I had it on mute. I had it on mute.
You had it on mute.
Yeah, me actually on mute.
You know, you ruined a great joke there, Sandy. Thanks anyway.
No, I heard it.
You're not a comedy partner, Sandy. I mean, let's say.
No, I let the third eye with the lotion crack me up. I was laughing. That's why I muted it. I was scared they were going to hear it somehow of me laughing all the way from Virginia. I was
How
laughing
are you,
so
honey?
Hard. I'm asking because this is great. What Tara was kind of asking about the friend, but I wanted to know your opinion because about doing readings for family members.
Okay, so that's
or
really
in-laws.
An interesting one. Well, that's an interesting one, and an interesting one is. I think it's great for your development to learn, you know, to learn. For me personally, I can't read myself. I can't bring through my mother, my father, my grandpa. I can't because I am in the way. So
okay.
I can't be objective. But if I want to read a sibling, perhaps, or an in-law, then I can do that. I have no problem with that. I mean, you're a professional, and it's done that way, and that's I have no problem with that. You know, I just,
okay.
You know, you got to be, of course, I think you're beyond this, but.
Yeah, I couldn't do my brothers and sisters, but it was an in-law that I did, and it was a beautiful reading. And
yeah, that's fine. That's, as long as
and
you,
it was
you
actually wonderful.
That's great.
Yeah, because
they needed the healing.
Yeah, they needed the healing, and then it was helpful to me because of my family being so, you know, raised in the church and the Catholic Church and all that, about
yep.
being this. She was able to talk to other sister-in-laws who went to my siblings and told them about my work.
Oh, great. Okay.
So she was like my proven point to you. And I didn't mean it to be that way. I didn't even think it would go that way. It was just more to help her family in pain of a suicide in their family.
Well,
and that's
you know,
why
spirit
I did
has
it,
a spirit
did.
Has a way of doing things, my love. They'll come through any way they can, and they'll get through to anyone they can the best way. So that's great because you've helped them to open up to this world, which is great.
Yes, and when I was on vacation with my family, they sat and listened to recordings that you and I have done on shows.
Right, so that will help them.
They were open to it. I was shocked.
That's great. You know what? The thing is, with a lot of people and everyone, all the students that are going through this experience, these experiences and opening up, and a lot of enthusiasm might come from anyone. I tell your friends and your family, but you got to remember that they might not be ready. Don't
mm-hmm.
get frustrated. You can plant the seeds. You know, plant the seeds so later when the time is right for them, they will have them. It'll germinate. So, but right now, it's just plant the seeds. Don't force things down people's throats. But
oh, I didn't. It was shocking
yeah.
because I was just doing my courses. I actually called you from the beach house we were at, and they were like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I'm getting on a call." And I just said it like that. Like, I got a student call thing to do. And then they asked a question about that. And then someone else asked about, "Well, how did you know that our brother Robert was getting the house?" I said, "Because James read 2 days prior to the email."
Oh,
and
okay.
so they were like, "Oh, we want to hear this, James." And it was not like a negative thing. It was positive.
No, it was
and
very, very
oldest...
positive. Very, very positive.
Yeah,
there are ways
it was
of getting
very
to people.
Positive.
It's great. Sometimes they just have they're curious. Everyone's curious. You know, every single person
That's
wants
what
to
it know. Was.
Right. And if you
and
have
I didn't let it push
that,
it.
Good, good, good. No, you wouldn't do that. I'm just saying, you know, just for
but
a lot of all
you.
Of us.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome,
for
Sandy.
Your love. My family thanks you a lot because
oh,
they got to hear some of the readings that you did for my mom.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
All right, honey.
Love
Take
you.
Care, Sandy. Love you. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, and just a reminder, you can press *6 to get in the queue. We have some more good questions from Facebook.
Okay.
We have one from Lynn James, and she's wondering. She says, "I know that in your first book you wrote about the souls of the elderly who suffer from some sort of dementia. Could you shine some more light on for us on this topic of mental illness and special needs in regards to the human soul and karma?"
Wow. Okay. Wow. All right. Very easy question. So it comes into very similar to what I told the call we talked, the first call about the neurological problem. Very similar to that, in that every soul has to progress and advance and take certain lessons. And some of those lessons, of course, would be expanding, evolving the mental body, an emotional body, physical body, spiritual body. And Alzheimer's, sometimes I find that, again, there's different reasons why those lessons are brought on to that soul. Again, it could be for them evolving in the mental body. It could also be lessons for the loved ones who are taking care of them, teaching compassion. The most important thing to remember is the soul can never be harmed. And I know that, and I'm just going to be as a theory here, but I theorize that there's an aspect of that soul being, of course, it is perfect. But I wouldn't be surprised if that soul is indeed around that that body and aware of what's going on some level. So I really do believe that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So.
All right. Let's go to, actually, we have another good one here on Facebook. What do different color orbs mean?
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, I'm here. Getting ready for the thunder and lightning. Okay.
You are? Yes. I don't see it yet, James, but I'm...
Is that dark at your window? It's getting pretty dark here. Okay.
It is a bit dark.
It is, right?
So Krista is wondering, speaking of light,
okay.
What do different color orbs mean? Is there a difference? You know, some of them.
You know,
are,
it's hard to say because you know one orb might be several spirits coming together creating that one orb. So many people think, well, is an orb just one spirit? I don't think so. I there are spirit lights that could represent a spirit. I think for orbs, depending on the size of the orb, what the quality of the orb, what it's made of, it seems to me, from my experiences, most orbs have to be manifested with a lot of energy. It takes a lot of energy to manifest that in a physical realm. And that takes several beings of mental thought to come together and create that. So I think it's a accumulation, if you will, of several spirits, not just one. I think when you look into the color of the orbs, you can also usually see it's almost like a crystallized color. And there are different colors. There are the blues, there are golds, there are whites, there are all different types of colors, and the quality, depending on the quality of the thought that they send, how they create that orb. So the quality, size, texture of that orb would of course match the quality, thought, and level of awareness of those spirits. So that would represent, if you will, the level that they're all on. That's the best way to answer that question.
That's fascinating.
I think that's a good way to answer that question.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Speaking of orbs,
I once went to Ford Theater where Lincoln was shot, and I had a big thing with Lincoln, a really big history with Lincoln. And my friend Jordy, who's also a pretty psychic lady, she said, "Why don't you sit on the stage?" So I sat on the stage, and I asked, you know, she took a picture of me just sitting there, and then I said, "Okay, let me ask for spirits to come in," and I asked spirits to come in, and she took photos, and there were fields of orbs all around me. So it's pretty amazing, but it is spirit activity, no doubt about it.
Interesting. Okay. All right, let's go to Joshua is the name coming up at 858. It's local.
858. Okay. Joshua.
Joshua?
Yes.
Hi, Joshua. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the good sunny city of San Diego.
I knew it. I was going to say, he's got to be a California dude because he sounds
we've
like a surfer
before,
dude.
James,
where in San Diego?
We met before at the Leaf.
Yes, we did. Right, so you're up, okay, and you're Carlsbad. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool, what's up?
So I have two questions.
Okay.
Do you want the light stuff first? Or
no, get right into the nitty-gritty.
Okay then. Well, I've I saw your I've taken other classes before too, but I saw your I've read your book, The Power of Love,
mm-hmm.
and I saw your your I don't know what you call it. You did the video with the girl, and you did the message of love, you know, like from the incoming message from the spirits.
Yes.
And I've been, hurt in the past.
I know. I just wrote that next to your name. Need to treat yourself better.
And,
yep, go on.
So I thought that before, there would never be a time when I could, open myself up to love.
Hmm.
And so I did.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Don't say sorry. That's okay. Crying is good. It's healing, so that's okay.
So I tried to open myself up, to love, but something happened. Something, I came into a family issue and it seems that I've opened myself up to more pain is what I've done. Because before, as a young boy, I was, a troubled kid, and I learned that, if I just close my heart, that I won't feel any more pain.
Mm.
That was 20 years ago, and
wow.
And so I've tried to, to become a better person through love, but I've come to like a roadblock. It seems that, I'm not thinking negatively. I'm not
right.
Thinking that.
Well, first
just,
of all, Joshua, tell me
for
the background. When's your birthday?
August 16th.
August 16th. Okay, so it's coming up. Great. Okay. And have you been in a relationship before?
Not like this. I mean.
Okay. And why would you think you're not able to be in another relationship?
Well, I am. I am in a relationship. I'm
okay.
Married.
Is it an honest relationship? Is it a good relationship? Are you getting a lot? Is it empowering for you?
Yeah.
Or are you just in the relationship? Right? So we got to be honest with ourselves because that's what we want, you know.
Well, no,
we don't
yeah.
have,
I mean,
you know.
I had some family issues, you know, when I was younger. And
when you family issues, what are you talking about? Addiction or prison or murder or what?
No,
abuse issues?
I guess I was a troubled kid. I was pretty annoying, so I got sent
okay.
to like a school, you know, and I got
okay.
separated from
that's fine.
My parents.
And how is your relationship with your family now? How's your relationship with your parents?
Well, my father passed away, but my mother, she the relationship is pretty much non-existent.
Oh, that's terrible. Okay, well that's not good. So wish we could help that one, because if we could help that one, then we could help everything around you.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's a good idea to.
Well, okay. You don't have to have an ongoing relationship with her, but at least that she knows that you love her and she loves you and everything's forgiven. That's important.
Yeah,
doesn't you have to be with her?
That's in place. That's
okay, good. That's fine. Because anybody listening, that is true. Because just because you have a family member or a friend, you know, you meet other souls in your soul group and in your life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. And some of those lessons might be just that moment, or it might be through a couple of situations, and it's done. So the most important thing is yourself and treating yourself. Isn't it funny? I wrote next to your name. You need to treat yourself better. I think you need to realize that, you know, love, you're a sensitive. You're a sensitive person. You're a healer. And you're going to see the best and the worst of people in this human environment. And sometimes it's pretty ugly out there. And the more sensitive we are, it's like, wow. And it really kind of hurts sometimes inside. And sometimes we feel very isolated and solitude because, like, wow, why do people do this? Why do people treat me like this? What's going on like this? What's this world about? So remember that there's only two things that motivate us. It's fear or love, and that's all there is.
Right.
So that's for everyone, fear or love. That comes out of everyone. So even in judgment is based upon fear, not love. Because when we judge another, we want to feel in control. So I think being in this human experience, many souls come in to learn about love, and you can't love another person unless you first love yourself. And,
right.
and from the experiences from the past in your life, you know what? You were a dopey kid. You went through experiences. You tried to find out things. You tried to be the wild kid, whatever it might be. You were growing up. You were a kid. I mean, you know. So that it is what it is, and that's what it is. You can't live in the past because that's your, you know, that made you who you are today. It made you who you are. You have more understanding, more awareness, more sensitivity. You know, and you have to look at yourself and, wow, I was learning. And the future is yet to be. So it's really living in this moment now, living in this moment, and living the most you can in this moment now. Yeah?
Right.
What course did you take? What was the course that you took with me?
I've taken the How to Be Psychic course.
Oh, a psychic certification course. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There's another one you should take, which is a 28-day transformation course.
Right.
That would be really, really good for you. It's an every day, you sit down every day for like, I think it's a half an hour, 15 minutes, and I go through, it's a process. And it's really, it's great
therapy.
Yeah,
I think we spoke about that when I met you.
Hello? And you didn't do it.
I think that's what I need, actually.
I do, too. I really think that. I think you need to let go of the past. You know, everybody comes with a lot of stuff. It's almost like, you know, I have an exercise I do with people, and in this 28-day course, with a lot of, you know, I come with like a truck full of crap, a bunch of stuff, and we got to get rid of that stuff because that's not going to help us move on. That's hindering us, and you're not the same as you were in the past. You know, that made you who you are. You're a good soul. You're a good person. You're very aware. You're very awake, and I just want to ask you, so the relationship you're in now, is that working okay for you, or is it something just as a space holder?
Well, I mean, we're married, and, you know.
You're married, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
do you have children?
I think the biggest obstacle in the marriage is myself.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
You know, I get frustrated with, why'd you put this there, you know, and just stuff starts building up. And then I just, you know, I come to a point where I need to be by myself. I need to just, you know, hear the.
Yeah. So what I would do with you is, this is what I'm going to tell you to do, and people that are listening also, you've heard me say this before probably, but what I would institute with you, Joshua, is what I call the pause button. Okay, the pause button. And the pause button is really important for people that overreact or that have all this energy. You're a Leo, fire, go, 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 you know? So you'd be an overreactor sometimes. And I'm the same way. And until I started, because I am a Leo Virgo, so, and I have a lot of Sag and fire in my chart. So what I did for myself has really helped. It's called the pause button. So before you react, like when someone says something to you, whether it's negative or judgmental or something's going on in the news, you're like, eh, you stop, take two breaths. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, and you'll feel centered. Then look at it in a different way. You learn objectively. Okay, what is this teaching me here? What am I being shown here? Is this person projecting their own stuff on me? How am I going to look at the bigger picture instead of jumping and reacting? What's the bigger picture? So that'll help you. It's called the pause button.
I'm just kind of like in this victim mode, you know? I'm just kind of like in this, you know, feel sorry for me mode. I don't really.
Okay, so what are you going to do about it?
Anything like this before? Like,
what are you going to do about it?
I don't know, but I know that I need some I need some prayers. I need some energy to be healed around me. You know.
Okay. Do you have a pen with you and a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Okay. Write this down. Okay. The first thing is number one. You're going to write 10 things. 10 things you love about yourself.
Wait. Let me grab a pen.
Yep.
I've got one of my 5-year-old's crayons over here.
That's fine. So whatever works. Whatever works is fine.
Let me see. I got a pencil that nobody sharpens.
That's all right.
Okay. Let me see.
Take it easy. You need to meditate, Joshua. You need to learn how to meditate.
Yes, I need to. I'm on the chakra part of the class. I need to learn how to open my chakras.
Right. And on that class in the school, there's some free meditation. So you should take advantage of that. Seriously. Okay, so number one, so you got to write down 10 aspects of yourself, 10 things you love about yourself.
Okay.
Make a list of 10 things you love about yourself, okay? So you'll do that. This is your homework. And the second part is this. I want you to write these words. Healthy am I. Happy am I. Holy am I.
Holy am I, okay.
And so it is. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to put that on your bathroom mirror, and you're going to say that 3 times in the morning when you're brushing your teeth and 3 times at night when you're brushing your teeth.
Okay, I'll put it there right now.
Okay, and then what I want you to do is I want you to play music that you love, and I want you to be in that mindset of things you love about yourself, those 10 things, and each day that goes on, find something positive about yourself, and look at the world around you as an opportunity to grow, to understand, to learn. And also you might want to change people's lives each day. So have an opportunity. Let's say you go to Starbucks in the morning. Put a smile on your face. Treat someone. Give someone a smile that maybe they need a little help. I think because you're that Leo, you'd be really compassionate for that. I think that you're a real compassionate person. And I think that'll help you. You know, we help others, you help yourself as well. So try that out, too. That'll be good therapy for you. That's my answer, mister. Okay. Lots of love, Joshua. Bye.
I'm not going to need this.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to 902-883.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, who's
Hello?
This? Hello?
Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Good.
Good. How can I help you, Brenda? You sound so lovely.
Thanks. I have a question about the 28-day transformation course. I got partway through it, but I struggle with the exercises that are visualizations. I don't find anything comes to my head.
Okay, fine. That's no problem. So instead of seeing, because you might not be a seer, you might have to do things visually, you might feel things more. So then what do you feel? So if I say to you, you're going to go to a beautiful garden, just imagine like you did when you were a little girl, because when little girls usually, you probably used your imagination. So just go back to what you might feel if you walked into a garden. And let's say you have a texture of a flower. What does that feel like? What does the color feel like to you? How's that?
So when the exercises are you imagining like people being there?
Right.
How do you know who they are if you're feeling them?
Okay, so if it's a person, does it feel like a female? Does it feel like a male? see. You can sense what it feels like, what a male energy feels like, or what a female energy feels like. You can feel what a mother feels like, or maybe a father or a grandparent, or even a guide, because it's a higher energy. So just go through feeling it.
Okay. Yeah?
All right? And you might want to do it with a blindfold on as you sit in the room. Why don't you do that?
Okay.
I think that will help you even more because it'll open up the other senses for you. And you're in your head so much. You're a heady person, so it'll bring you back down to the heart. You'll begin to feel more. And sometimes, sweetheart, if you feel like I'm making it up, fine. Feel like you're making it up. That's okay. All right, that's okay.
Okay.
Because I want you to get out of the head. So even if you feel you're making it up at the beginning, that's fine. Okay, it'll eventually shift.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, sweetheart. Okay, honey. Bye.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Okay, let's go to a mystery caller.
Mystery, we love mystery callers. Hello, mystery caller.
Four,
please enter and sign
four,
in.
Three. Can you hear me?
Yes, what's your name?
Noelle.
Noelle. Hi, Noelle. How are you?
Hi, dear. I'm wonderful. I'm great. I'll get right to it. So
okay.
I love the spiritual healing course, and the last week I'm almost finished. I've gotten so much from it. And I feel like right now what I really need help with is to build my solar plexus chakra, my center, my sense of self, and that trust in myself.
Right.
So I'm wanting to know what you did when you were starting to do this work, you know, back when in your early days. What did you do? I mean, have you just always had that really strong center, or is that something that you cultivated really strongly? When you started to do this work,
one thing that did help me a lot, Noelle, was that I always had a strong sense of myself in that I knew who I was.
Yes.
I think we have to know who we are. And I think that's very important because then you'll get to a point like what other people think of you is none of your business. And
mm-hmm.
we expend so much energy on what other people think of us, we're wasting our energy. We're not building the energy. So that's really important, to have a sense of self. And I'm not talking about ego. I'm talking about a sense of self, your true who you are.
No, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
So that if
so,
that's
so
in place
did,
and that's stable, that's pretty good because that's a good center, if you will.
Right. So that just came naturally to you. That's something that you've always had, like that you never felt challenged in that area.
I was challenged growing up. I had an abusive childhood. I had all the things happening when I was
mm-hmm.
younger. There was no money.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go out. You know, I was in the street, sleeping in the street, in the car, and the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it taught me a lot. It taught me, I look back, it was incredible
mm-hmm.
experiences. Now I look back, it's like, wow, I wouldn't be here today
mm-hmm.
if I didn't have those experiences. And I wouldn't be here today
right.
appreciating other people's issues if I didn't have those experiences myself. So everything
right.
happens for a reason. Seeing the bigger picture
yeah.
that we are souls having a human experience, that helps. So it's all your perspective. So
mm-hmm.
step away from the human. See yourself as
right.
a soul having a human experience, not the other way around. That'll help.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Okay.
Keep on going, Noelle. Get out of your head and into your heart.
Thank you, love. I do.
Okay, Annie.
Thank
Bye.
You so much.
Okay.
Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. It looks like we have an international caller here.
Good.
At 447501.
Hi, James. I'm really loving your course. Thanks so much.
Hello. Who is this?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. What if we need your name, please?
It's Anita.
Anita, hello, Anita. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from London.
London. Oh, I'll be there in 2 weeks. Okay.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
Good. Very good.
I just had a question about, you mentioned about orbs earlier.
Yeah.
A while back, I went to an angelic Reiki session.
Yeah.
And after that, I think it opened me up because I had kind of spirits talking through me, but then I learned about grounding. But you mentioned about I also was seeing like sparkling white lights, and I just don't know whether that's related to spirits or to angels. I just wanted to understand more.
Does it matter?
I just wanted to get an understanding. Yeah,
yeah,
I just didn't understand.
I don't think it really matters because I think if we think about it too much, then we're overthinking it. Really, we're overthinking it. But again, you know, if you're interested in the kind of quality of the orb, I would just go to what it senses as far as it feel like a higher vibration, a higher frequency. Then, of course, it'd be at higher levels or higher realms of being. So with the angelic kingdom, whether it's a diva kingdom, you know, the guides, it depends upon the quality, again, the quality of that orb. You'll feel it when you sense it. You'll see it. You'll sense a feeling from the orb. It's another good way to help your clairsentience. And you'll be able to sense it's angelic or it's a spirit everyday type of soul who has passed over. You'll be able to feel that right away.
And just one last thing. You mentioned about running the energy. How often do you think? I know you said daily, but
Have you started doing that, Anita? Running the energy.
I've started. Yeah.
Okay. So Anita, what I would like to do is do it more than you're doing it. You're not doing it enough because you have a little bit of debris there in the body and in the space around you and through you. I see a little bit of psychic, what I call psychic debris or psychic garbage, which is other people's energy in your space. All right.
Okay.
So, do you work with a lot of people?
Generally, day to day.
Day to day, like decision making or choices or things like that. I'm seeing a lot of that mental-like energy from other fragmented energy around you. So, what I would say when I see that, I especially when you're in a situation, whether it's a job or a place where there are a lot of people around or you're interacting with a lot of people, you should be running your energy at least like once an hour, just running your energy, getting into the habit. And it's like a waterfall, and it's cleansing out the spaces. It's cleansing out the energetic field, basically. And it's taking away all the psychic debris or in the thought forms from others, and it's running your own energies. It's amplifying your own energy, and it makes you feel fabulous, too. So, you know, people often talk about protection. This is really what I do for protection. I don't like that word protection because it denotes something not good. But it's reinforcement, I guess, a re-empowerment of your own essence, your own energy, your own life force. So that will really help you. I think you should do it. I do it like 10 times a day, 10 or 11 times a day, depending on the day, depending on how many people I'm interacting with, if I'm traveling. So, but I'm conscious always of doing it, running that current of energy. So it really will help you, sweetheart.
Okay, that's really fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Anita. Thank you. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart. Appreciate it. Good luck with everything.
Thanks.
Okay. Emily, we have one more person, I think. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I must be psychic.
Your time is up, so we'll do one more. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go to a mystery caller at 951-532.
Okay, 951. Sounds like Sacramento.
And it's Corona. Hello.
Corona. Well, I was a little off. Okay, it was California. Hi, honey. What's
How
your name?
How are you? Carla.
Hi, Carla. Good. How are you, Carla?
Good. Not too bad with the humidity. Ugh.
I know. It's crazy. Humidity in California, it's just so weird. Is it like dark clouds out there where you are?
Yeah, there's dark clouds.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It was sunny.
Yeah. I know.
I never
thought about jumping into a shower twice a day, but, boy, it's been
that. I've done three.
There you go.
My question is, how do I run my energy? Because lately, I don't know if it's like the eclipse coming or what, but I am feeling, you know, a lot of energy in my body. My arms get really full. I get like a dullness in my ears, pressure.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, I need to run it through my body.
Very good question, Carla. So, and you're right. You're exactly right in that. And for everyone listening here, so we're coming up to a very interesting time. Astrologically, we're going through a major, the 21st of August is a major solar eclipse, which is not seeing the sun for 4 minutes. It's going to stir up a lot of energies, and it's starting to pull already. But before that, there are two lunar eclipses. So that's coming up first. So, geez,
yeah.
I mean, it's a roller coaster ride. So being sensitive, you'll feel it. We will feel that. And I've definitely been feeling it. I've been feeling it like crazy. And I know people around me have been. Yeah. It's a heavy one. So just go with the roll with the waves, the waves of energy. So you know how to run your energy, right? I explained that in the course. What course are you in?
The healing course.
The healing course. So the psychic course, you should probably take the psychic course too. But running the energy is basically tuning into the cosmic energy and bringing that cosmic energy down, the source energy down to the crown chakra, back of the throat, to the heart. And at the same time, you're going to bring up the earth energy from your feet all the way up to the first, second, third, fourth chakra. So bring up that earth energy, Gaia energy, to your fourth chakra. So at the heart chakra, which is the fourth chakra, the cosmic energy and the earth energy are going to meet together and meld them together. And then you send forward out of the heart that shower of energy, the two of them mixed, and that shower of energy falls right back down to Mother Earth. So So you're actually doing it all at the same time, simultaneously. You bring it down, bring it up, and sending out all at the same time. So that's running your energy. It's keeping that current moving. Yep. And that will really help energize you. You also need, Carla, to be more active. And it sounds really weird to tell you that, but you have to be more active because there might be a stagnation happening around you or within you. So you might be feeling that, and that might be in the arms. I just feeling psychically you need to move a little bit.
Yeah,
does that make sense
at
all?
You said that. Yes, I've been laying down. I don't have any energy, and I'm like, I need to get up.
Girlfriend, we
got to
do running. We got to do some elliptical. We got to do something. I'm swimming in the pool. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, you know what? I'll do that.
Yeah, that's a good exercise. I swim every day. So I think just moving the body is really important, especially at this time of these major astrological ups and down upheavals. It's a major upheaval time. So
I can't believe how crazy it is. I'm like, what is going on?
Well, people said, when is that, you know, the change going to happen in the year 2000? There's going to be a big change. Everyone's getting ready for the change. Well, this is the change. This is what is happening right now, 2017. This is what everyone's waiting for. And you'll notice more people are passing over. Or the past 2 years, a lot have passed over. A lot of people can't deal with the energy. They'll be gone quickly. So it's interesting times we're living in, that's for sure.
It really is.
But it's also a great time for insight. It's an amazing time for insights, for spiritual information, for spiritual work. That's why these courses, that's why the sign course, we just put up the sign course yesterday. It's a great time for that because it's extra charged, if you will, at this time. So it's a really good time, spiritually speaking, to do things in that respect.
Okay.
I'm not worried about you. Good luck, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay,
Carla.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, thank you, everybody. And Emily, thank you very much. I know I have a one-on-one conference call I have to go to, so I'll be doing that. Anything you want to finish with the students?
No, that's it. Just let everyone know the sign course officially starts. The first lesson is available on Sunday. So
woo-hoo!
Be sure to sign up now, and you can join everyone already in the Facebook group chatting. It will be available, you know, on demand as a lot of our courses, but this is really the time to take it because it's the cheapest and you get to have the most action in the Facebook group.
It's true.
Yeah, and James is doing actually a conference call for the science course next week, so if you sign up by Sunday, you'll get a nacho.
Yay! I look forward to that. That's good. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Emily. We'll talk to you guys soon. I see you in school. Bye.